Well, right smart.
Right smart is something that people.
Yeah, do. Right smart. That's expression that actually is kind of dumb.
What does it mean? I mean.
Well.
When you say it.
You do it quite often. He does it right smart.
Okay.
It act like he might. I don't know where expressions like that come from, because actually you can't confine them down to meaning of exactly, have an exact meaning. You know what he meant. He meant he done it quite often.
Yeah. And, as far as the way one person talks and the way another person talks, would you discriminate against a person? I mean, in your opinion, because he sounds like a Yankee, or because he might not say one verb the same way you do, or nothing like that?
Well, I wouldn't, but it's some people that might. I was raised, you know, in the community I lived in, it was quite a few people moved down there from North Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And to come from around Newnan. Now, that's not very far in North Georgia, of course.
Yeah.
But they all, at that time, they all talked different from us. They said war and a few things like that that were pretty well country. Because my mama was strictly English teacher from up high, brother. And she tried her best to keep us from saying anything like the neighbors.
Did your mama teach English?
My stepmama taught, she went to college, she finished at Peabody College, and she taught mostly in the grammar school, but she taught in high schools. But she believed in good English.
Yeah.
And she was just like that. She'd correct anything, but she'd correct folks she never had seen before. And
well, I believe in expressive English. I mean, I think if you can get your point across.
There you are. And whatever level you are in intelligence or the kind of people you've been around, you have your way of expressing.
That's right.
And somebody on the upper level might have a better one, but it wouldn't get the job done no better.
Well, I think that people that retain their normal ways of speaking are usually the best adjusted type people.
That's right. They're satisfied.
More highfalutin the people get, the more they try and change their
that's right.
ways of talking. Right?
Trying to imitate somebody else, or trying to talk too proper.
Are there any other people around here that you like from Moultrie or Albany or things like that have peculiar ways of talking, or that you would just be able to pick out this right off the top of your head?
Oh, it used to be some people live over there on the Moultrie Road.
Yeah.
I think he was a Dutchman. And he had a pretty crude dialect.
Yeah.
But and you'd have hard to understand him. Now his kids going to school, they got changed, They didn't talk like your dad at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to a sawmill over one time, and this old Dutchman was there. And I believe he had the hardest job I ever saw a man have, and he was laying after it. He was taking slabs off of the carriage when it come down and cut off a slab. He had to move those slabs, and he would burn them up, brother, and he was going up to a hot fire with every one of them, throwing them on the fire. And I figured he had the worst job I ever saw anybody carrying on. But he was a hard-boiled old man. I don't think he would have smiled if you'd have give him something.
That's interesting. I know, in Albany alone, there are all sorts of prejudices about people live on one side of the river and people live on the other.
Yeah, you know, 25 or 30 years ago, if you lived in East Albany, you were just trash calling them folks over at Albany High.